Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. Chief complaints, cough, number two, congestion, next to sputum production, next to ear pain, next to sore throat, next to swelling in my neck, next to my blood sugar is out of control, exactly 272 non-fasting today, next to can't take higher dose of metformin, only can take 501 today, next to she wants to try Ozempic because there's things she has watched, next to has leg pain and arm pain, next to symptoms of neuropathy, upper and lower extremity, next to say eye exam is up to date. Eczema is palpitation, eczema is dizziness. Our patient is a 41-year-old woman who comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days. She just got back from Arkansas. She thinks that's where she got the cold and congestion. What do you need? Cold and congestion and dizziness, that's going with it, period. In the paragraph, her blood sugars have been out of control because she hasn't been able to tolerate the higher dose of medication. Next number, she's been having leg pain and arm pain that's been present off and on. It's getting worse. Her eye exam most recently was up to date. She's not a candidate for mammogram at this time. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. Allergy, none. Surgery, C-section, cholecystectomy, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, been with her husband for 14 years. They have 3 children. Last period was about 5 weeks ago. Then family history, hypertension, diabetes, MI, stroke, but no colon cancer, no breast cancer. COVID immunizations, upstate allergy, non-medication, metformin only once a day. She can't take it more than once a day. Medical problems, diabetes, obesity. She's gained 7 more pounds since last visit. Review of system as above. On exam, she weighs 244.97, 98.16, 77, 149 over 54. Heart pulses, home pulses, 2 lungs are clear. TMs are red. Push to pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal. She has lymphadenopathy on the right side of her neck. And she does have red TM and a red pharynx. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, bronchitis. Next number, blood sugars, 272. Next number, avoid steroids. Next number, rosefenicgram. Next number, no Decadron. Next number, Z-Pack. Next number, Finnegan DM for cough. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, use the albuterol 2 puffs 4 times a day for reactive airway disease. Next number, she does have a rather large lipoma on over her scapula, which has increased in size, doubled in size since last year. Still freely movable, but we're going to send her to a surgeon for removal ASAP. Next number, she tried the combination of Topamax, Phentermine, and Naltrexone to lose weight. You want to put her name on there for me now? Are you busy?
No, I was going to ask you if you were able to get her back to go to work.
Sure, whatever she wants.
Okay.
But that did not work for her. Next number, she wasn't able to take the higher dose of metformin. Next number, she's a great candidate for Ozempic with an A1C of 8.3. Next number, since it's going to take about a month or so to get that approved, I'm going to start on Rybelsus, R-E-Y-B-U-L-U-S-S, 30 milligram once a day. Next number's leg pain is related to her neuropathy. No sign of DVT or PVD noted. Next number's her strep test was negative today. Next number, she did not have much of an edema today. Next number, she doesn't snore. Next number, we had a long talk regarding her diabetes. We've got to get the hemoglobin A1C around 6. Next number, she's going to call me with the blood sugars on Friday with the Rybelsus 30 milligram. Next number's blood sugar was 272 now. Next number was referred to specialist ASAP for removal of lipoma. Next number, we gave a prescription for Ozempic to get the ball rolling for her pre-authorization. Next number is I went over her medication. Next number, she knows not to take the Finnegan DM while she drives. And if a patient is going to stay off work for 3 days before returning to work, thank you.